Box. Welcome to another exciting edition of the Destructo Boxcast. This is Boxcast Episode 9. My name is Joey. I am in L.A. Phil, out in Chicago. Say hi,
that's
Phil.
That's me.
Phil's co-host and glitching through Skype. So, off to a great start. I think this is 45 minutes into the actual recording session. This is 3 minutes into recorded audio. Having some audio issues today.
Hooray!
Phil's a robot, apparently, this episode.
Over
an enthusiastic robot.
Over on the table across from me, we have in Joey Studios, Sir Aaron Walkie.
Hey, all you Boxtonians out there.
Aaron is very, very hard trying to find our fan name. Boxtonians?
Boxtonians. It's a pun on those who are from Boston.
We can... for all the DestructoBox fans in Boston specifically?
Yes. Specifically, DestructoBox fans in Boston are Boxtonians.
And then outside of that, they're just guys.
They're just, I like DestructoBox guy.
And like three girls.
We have individual names for all of those because there's only a couple.
Julie.
We just call
Sarah,
the girls Box.
And name redacted due to embarrassment.
What's a girl, you guys? They don't watch cartoons. So Aaron.
Yes.
Aaron is
They do have boxes, though.
Aaron is a voice actor. Aaron has done voices for us. No, I'd say
you're knighted, apparently.
Sir Aaron, I'd say your main career is voice actor.
That's where I make all the big bucks.
Yeah. And you work for us for free. It's very nice of you.
Yes.
Aaron is
pay you in novelty checks.
Just big, uncashable, man-sized checks.
Those are pretty expensive, though. We got to keep getting the original one back to re-give.
And you white
out. It's dry erase, which is pretty convenient.
Yeah. Aaron is the voice of the Time Bandit from Time Battles. And then, as several people pointed out in our season one finale, the voice of Gay Lions.
Yes.
Which I think is going to be your claim to fame. We should alter the IMDb thing.
I will say, no, it's actually on IMDb. And for a while, it just said, like, Aaron Walkie, voice actor, Time Bandit. And that looked really cool on my IMDb page. And then you updated it, and now it just says, Aaron Walkie, voice of Gay Lions, ... And then that's all you see.
I didn't do any of that. I put, like, all your characters in per episode, and then the... I think IMDb, for some reason, automatically picks a priority, and I have no idea how that goes.
They felt the Gay Lions best represented my oeuvre.
Mm-hmm. Maybe people were constantly searching Gay Lions
to
find out who was the voice of Gay Lions in DestructoBox, so they just felt the need to update that finally.
Probably.
The number one Google hit for Gay Lions.
Aaron Walkie.
Well, first there's some pretty cool YouTube videos, and then there's my name right after it.
So the Gay Lions, for people that may not know what we're talking about, is the documentary show that they are watching in Time Battles before all the actual plot starts.
Yeah.
So pretty good. You did the documentary filmmaker in that, and then the Gay Lions as well. It was a very Aaron-heavy episode.
It was.
Carl Sagan.
Yes, Carl Sagan came back from the grave specifically to host a documentary about homosexual lions.
Should we make sure that IMDb says Carl Sagan along with those other credits?
That might be a good one to add.
Carl Sagan zombie.
Carl Sagan, Gay Lions, and the, what did we call it, Menelaus or something?
Yes, Menelaus.
Yeah, from Spartacus. Aaron was also in Spartacus.
Yeah,
Aaron, was there any other voices you did?
Those are the main ones. Oh, I was the voice of the sports.
Oh, yeah, that was in Snowplowing.
Yes.
On some of that TV audio.
Which I was actually quite flattered when we got a translation into German and Russian, I think, of that particular episode.
Of the TV.
They actually picked up on me saying sports and translated it into the respective languages.
Awesome.
Which I was like, that's kind of cool.
The bulk of that TV audio came in from, it was you and Chad,
yeah.
Bear Warrior Chad. It was, I think you guys were over here, it was like 3 in the morning, 3 or 4?
3 until 4:30 in the morning. It was a long session.
Yeah, we just turned on one microphone and we're like, hey guys, you should, let's record some audio. This is just TV stuff. We're never going to see it. And I think that audio file is about 14 or 15 minutes long of just nonsense. Spartacus came from that, the sports thing. There's a handful of other ones that I really, really like that we just haven't gotten into the show yet, but 14 minutes of...
And there's a lot of awesome crap, let's be honest. There's a lot of crap.
It's about equal parts. Let's queue up one of those. I'm going to play one of my favorites that we haven't actually been able to get in an episode yet.
This is an exclusive.
Exclusive, yeah. Well, as soon as we can figure out how to get it in the show, we'll throw it in there, and then I can do something like I did with the Spartacus audio. But this is Cooking with Whiskey, which is... I lost my shit, yeah, when we were recording that, or when you guys were recording that one.
This is all improvised, by the way.
Improvised. They were talking onto the same mic, nearly making out through the entire thing. They were really excited.
It was pretty hot.
Yeah, 3:30 in the morning. Not even no drinking involved. This is just this is just
I don't know how this is going to live up to the mental image I have in my head.
They were naked too.
Oh, trust me, it will.
Good.
Yeah, naked and touching tips. This is Chad and Aaron cooking with whiskey.
Right on this Lodge Network, Cooking with Whiskey.
I like to do is, sometimes I'll just talk to my wife for a while, and then I'll say, man, what if we never even met?
Hey, you gotta look at it. Hey, you gotta go, that might not be my wife.
You just gotta take chances, you know?
That might not be your wife.
You just gotta take chances, and, you know, like, you gotta figure things out emotionally for yourself, and... God, I miss my wife.
Let me. There is nothing more sobering than drinking rainwater out of a gutter.
So, yeah, and then just add about 3 teaspoons of cumin and you should be good.
All right, so yeah, we should probably...
a hilarious segment.
We didn't hear it. That was in post. But I have fond memories of it. We should do another one.
I agree.
Schedule it for 5 a.m. and I will just let you guys do all the work and I'll just...
I think if it's 5 a.m. I would probably go to sleep and then wake up and it wouldn't be nearly as funny. It would be me just angry and groggy.
Why the fuck did we schedule this for 5 in the morning?
Why are all of his characters that he's doing just mean?
And saying my name.
God damn it, Joey. We'll just cut it into a drama. It'll work.
All right.
We're migrating out of the comedy realm. We're just doing very spiteful, angry cartoons.
I would like to see just like an unironic drama in the Destructobox world. Just an episode of just pure just melodrama.
Hard noir.
Yes.
Can we do full pen?
Yes.
At the end of it?
Full double pen.
Full double pen.
Full triple pen.
As long as there's like some sort of payoff, and by payoff I mean money shot, then we'll be fine.
Full septuple penetration.
Hot.
That's all 7 holes, gentlemen.
Mentally counting.
Yep. I think it works out. The math works
additional
out.
Additional holes?
I think forcefully. We need... Oh, God.
I have a corkscrew.
All right, everybody. This is the first Boxcast of 2012. We're setting a very good tone for the rest of the year. Let's take this momentum and go right into news.
News!
First news of 2012.
Good to hear that jingle again.
Yeah, I've been listening to him, but yeah, it's nice to actually do it in a not weird way.
Is your wife tired of making love to the jingles yet?
They set a very like rapid clip, which works out for me. I don't. It doesn't. You know, whatever.
I don't need more than 5 seconds.
News is pretty good.
You can work the rest out on your own.
Yeah,
it's just very violent.
And... It's actually not pleasant for anyone.
All right, what do we got on the news here? Very light on show news. As last Boxcast, we talked about being at the end of season one, and now that has actually happened. We weren't talking about it in theory anymore. We are past season one of Destructobox.
It's over.
It's over. Thank God. I mean, that's too bad.
How many years in the making?
Counting the stuff that we had been making, like the stuff that is online, that was probably almost 3 years. Counting the stuff we don't show anybody anymore, 6. So,
it takes a while for us to, you know, work ourselves up into a very, very, you know, low to mid-range quality.
Well, the key is to make an hour's worth of stuff and then throw it away and then start over, start from scratch.
I mean, that first hour of stuff that anyone ever makes creatively is probably trash.
There's good moments in it.
Everything is pure gold.
Everything I make is incredible. So I'm not going to dwell too much on news here since we don't have a whole lot of updates from last podcast, but the game program attack pilot is underway. Probably finish it here in the next couple weeks. Pretty excited about it. It's turning out at least better than I thought it was going to, which I don't know what that says about the project itself. But
Joey doesn't want to admit it, but he was ready to just foist shovels of crap on you.
I'm just doing it for the money, you guys. All of the money. You know,
and I'm a little surprised because he turned down my idea of two turds talking to each other and just like shouting incoherently and having little poo speckles splatter around.
Okay, I will say that is incorrect, because if you had pitched that, I would already have concept art done. That was just a radio play, guys. He did not pitch me turds talking, because if so,
poo shouts, and it was just two turds shouting at each other and poo speckles flying around. Maybe you just don't pay attention to me anymore.
I would like them to have very serious debates, not like talking about poo-related matters, but like, the price of gasoline is too high.
Scatting to jazz. It's very, very, very many. So many layers to this. It's just. It's still called poo shouting.
But there's no shouts.
Yeah, no Ian, just poo shouts.
Poo shouts.
Poo shouts. All right, so after GPA, join us for season one of Poo Shouts. That's going to be incredible, you guys.
If you really want to see poo shouts, write into boxcast@destructobox.com. And just subject line, poo shouts, please. And
PLC, not don't
in the body, just
word.
Say, Joey, quit shitting on Phil's ideas.
Dear God, I didn't shit on this fake idea. I love this idea. I will draw it. I'll draw it right now. That's what I'm doing the rest of the day. Okay.
So just me and Aaron.
He'll just Joey's going to be silent in the corner drawing poos shouting at each other.
It's a big flashback to seventh grade. Joey's in the corner drawing shit again. All right. We are working on getting Destructobox shirts, which I know several people have been asking us when exactly that's going to happen.
I already have a Destructobox shirt. I mean, I'm already anticipating it.
Phil has a guy over in Chicago. I'll kind of let you, Phil, this is your realm. I will let you talk about it a little bit more.
Yeah, I got hooked up with a guy randomly. Uh-huh.
As
back alley.
That's pretty hot.
Yeah.
It's called the old shirt and jerk, where you exchange sexual favors for screen printing services. But a friend of a friend, Lloyd Patterson, runs a little printing business, and he's been doing some prototypes for us, and I set up the groundwork for a storefront today, and got all of the PayPal payment routing stuff figured out. So in the coming weeks, we're going to have our first shirt available, which is going to be a Destructobox logo tee with the custom font logo that we use. And from there, we're going to branch out and do some a little more episode-specific kind of in-joke designs and have you guys vote on them to see which shirts will actually go into production. So I'm pretty excited. I think we've been developing the framework for the T-shirt workflow for 7-8 months.
It's been a while.
So maybe in the coming weeks and month we're gonna actually see it come to fruition, but I'm pretty excited.
Yeah,
can I get a clear T-shirt so it's just like Saran wrap but with a logo on it?
We will have, you know, full sleeve temporary tattoos,
right,
available.
What about henna tattoos so they last a few months?
I mean, they're pretty much just permanent.
So it's
temporary is a misnomer.
They're mixed with very trace amounts of acid, so it kind of just stays.
Yeah, you basically get the sort of clear trace sheet with needles and ink, and you just plug it into the wall.
And yeah, and then you get like a big guy that puts it on your body for you.
Yeah.
Okay. Store news aside, if any of you are on Steam, I started a DestructoBox Steam group for whatever reason. So if you want to play some sort of game with another person who likes a web cartoon you like, or even if you don't like a web cartoon, if you want to shoot someone who likes a web cartoon, you can go join that. Just DestructoBox on Steam. I'm not really sure how you get there, but I think you can just search the group list, find it.
If you're like me, you just turn the shower on in your bathroom really hot and close off the door and the windows.
That's my Steam group.
It's a Steam group of one.
Just Phil crying still in the shower.
Pretty hot.
So
pretty sweaty.
Everything on me is slick.
If Yelp reviews mean anything, you should probably check it out.
Surprisingly, a lot of people really like it.
Yeah.
It's got about 63 reviews right now.
All of them are like P. Joe McGlog neighbor number one.
P. Joe McGlog. Not P. Joe McClog.
Yeah.
Who's P. Joe?
I don't know.
Sounds like
he
a small Indian child.
This is like the second or third show in a row Yelp has come up. We should start trying to get them to sponsor this.
Yeah, you need those stickers that say "People love us on Yelp."
Start a fake storefront.
Just wear them on our own clothing since we don't really have an exact office.
People love our box cast on Yelp.
Okay, last news item I have here: Hostess is apparently going bankrupt. Which I know is...
That's really tragic, actually.
Going to bum you guys all out.
I've been hoarding Twinkies ever since I found
Way to bring the vibe of the room.
Yeah,
down.
I know. I saved it for last, so... it's sad. Sad times for...
Where am I going to get all my snowballs?
Where am I going to get all my fat?
All my ding-dongs.
Snowballs are the worst thing in the world. I've never seen one psyched to get a snowball.
For all you people out there.
You just want to roll stale marshmallows in coconut.
Yes. I've had one time.
Are they perpetually stale? I think that every snowball I've ever gotten has been A, from a gas station, and B, terrible.
Well, I think, aren't they supposed to be kind of the Lucky Charms marshmallow?
Lucky Charms marshmallow.
How so?
Well,
those are tiny little hard marshmallows.
Yeah, but I would count them as stale marshmallows because normal marshmallows you can't break.
That's true.
Are you saying that snowballs would be better if you put them in a bowl and cover them in milk?
Maybe that's what we've been doing wrong.
What I'm doing is trying to justify that I eat snowballs in a bowl.
I've never read the back of them. Maybe there's directions.
Directions: do not eat for display only.
What the fuck are you doing eating these? What is wrong with you? So
they're out of business.
Yes. So we make light, but a bunch of people are going to lose their jobs. And, it's a sad time for America and their love of snack cakes.
I will say, though, all those people that made those cupcakes, they can easily create their own jobs as self-starters by going into carnivals and becoming carnies. Because then they could just deep fry whatever they wanted and sell them en masse directly to the people. It's like a farmer's market for junk food.
Now that you bring that up, this is gonna have serious real world consequences. What is the fair route is gonna suffer? It's sort of if an ant dies or a type of ant goes away, then the frogs can't eat the ant, and then essentially this is gonna cause the collapse of modern society.
The whole food web collapses.
Wow.
What's Obama doing about this?
Yeah, Obama.
Anything?
Are you doing anything about our snack cakes?
Where's the Twinkie stimulus plan?
I've already put together a petition to get it onto his desk because those do a lot. They mainly just get a response from his aide saying, "We can't talk about this, but thanks for your concern."
Thank you for concern about Hostess. So, we riff, but I would like to take a moment to remember Hostess.
I love moments of silence.
All right. Hostess.
Oh, Twinkie.
News! News! News!
All right. So, sorry to kind of bring it down at the end there. That was my bad. Yeah.
Just start stockpiling your Twinkies, man. Those things last forever.
That's kind of my show note design motif is like, you know, hey, here's some stuff we're doing with the show, and then terrible news. Like, no Lindsay Lohan Bush, and Hostess is closing. You know, it's got to get a little bit of real life in there.
Lindsay Lohan not having a Bush was terrible news.
Well, you know, and I mean, not as bad as the snack cakes, but
where on the scale of terrible news do each of these fall from not terrible to, you know, completely devastating?
Well, the Lindsay Lohan thing is not going to cause a collapse of modern society. That's the big difference.
It's just a big part of society.
What about postmodern society?
Of the Lindsay? Well, no, she's doing good things with, you know.
I think postmodern society is already folding in on itself, so you don't have to worry about it collapsing because that's its natural state.
Aaron is a time traveler. He knows.
I do.
He knows about the future and things.
The character of Time Bandit was just based on me.
It was actually. That is true.
Its actual name, if you look it up, is Baron von Waltkebottom, which is my full name.
Which I'm pretty sure we don't mention in the script at all. It's just for us.
For our own reference.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're pretty lazy.
Yeah.
Too lazy to put names. Oh, hello, phone call. Hello.
Hey. Great.
Oh, I got this. Hello.
Hey guys. Yeah, this is Twinkie the kid.
Oh God, Twinkie.
Are you a cowboy?
I found a cowboy hat, but I'm just calling around. As you guys may have heard, I lost my job.
Yeah, I heard that. I'm sorry about that.
Wait, so are you a Twinkie or are you somebody that works for Hostess?
No, he's a Twinkie.
I'm Twinkie the kid. It's a mix of a person and a Twinkie.
I think. What is your origin story, Twinkie?
So my father he fucked a Twinkie.
Not really as prestigious as like Superman.
Sorry, I don't mean to use this harsh language.
You're just a little angry.
You're distraught. Yeah,
this is just a rough time for everybody. Losing my job at Hostess. If they don't have the Twinkies to sell, then they're not gonna need a Twinkie the kid. Twinkie the kid.
Well, I know you're just like a walking and talking Twinkie, but have you considered trying to advertise other things?
Well,
like,
I was calling the Destructo Box. I was hoping maybe there'd be an extra part, because I'm very, very square-shaped and tall.
Right.
It's a cartoon.
Right. Well, I mean,
those aren't real actors.
I'm a cartoon. Can you see?
I don't want to speak for you, Phil. Call.
Can you please just hire me?
For a sentient Twinkie, you're a little disoriented, I feel like.
It's been a really rough couple days.
They have mandatory drug testing. I don't know if that would affect your being hired.
What kind of healthcare options do you have through Hostess?
I'm just a Twinkie, man.
Is there grief counseling available to you?
No, I found out I lost my job, and then I was on the street like the next day.
Do you have a home to go to?
I have nothing.
Oh no! You lived in the factory.
I was calling you guys first because this just seemed like a better option. But Vivid has been calling me nonstop. Apparently, there's a good market for cream flavored jism. So. I guess I'll go there if there's nothing for me here.
So what would you be doing there?
I'd be ejaculating on ladies' faces.
You'd be a stand-in. Like a guy would be about to let go, and then you would jump.
Yes, they do the swap, and then I'd spray some sugary cream.
What proportions are you?
Like height, or?
That, and then how hung are you?
Just in explicit
detail. Is this part of the Destructo Box interview?
Yes.
I mean, anyone that works for us, we know how big their dicks are.
Did your voice actor that you have there have to go through the same interview?
His girth and length are charted on our chart.
They are, but it's confidential.
Chart like everyone else's.
Okay. Well, I mean, if I have to, I'm like 5'11". Without the cowboy hat, and then after that, I can kind of push everything to however long I want it to be in the front. I'm very...
Is it flaccid still or soft?
It's sponge cake.
So not erotic at all, really.
Yeah, everything gets very messy, but it forms back together like a Wolverine.
Like the superhero Wolverine, or is that just your concept of how
the animals... animal Wolverine.
So not only has Twinkie lost his job, but he has no concept of how the animal kingdom works.
Where am I?
Wait, Twinkie the kid isn't really a kid anymore. He's been around for like 40, 50 years. He might have Alzheimer's.
I don't know what I'm doing anymore, everybody. I'm very sad. And if you have any use for a giant Twinkie that can talk to you, I'm available for pretty much anything.
Like, do you need monetary compensation?
I'll suck your dick.
Oh.
I need some money. I'm gonna be homeless. My Twinkie wife doesn't talk to me anymore.
Wait, you're a child groom? You were married young?
I'm 50 years old.
But you still go by Twinkie the Kid?
I'm Twinkie the Kid.
Sounds like you have maybe need some counseling just to help
Twinkie
you through this.
Twinkie the Kid, he'll bring you
your treats. You have an identity
crisis. Somebody please pay me.
I don't want to speak for you, Phil, but, you know, like maybe you could just give him a place to crash for a couple days.
Wherever you want me to be, baby.
Oh, that's
sad. Where are you currently? Like, where are you calling from right now?
It's some street corner. It's next to the homeless person peeing on this phone booth and a 7-Eleven.
That could be anywhere.
That's every 7-Eleven.
Are you literate?
A what now?
Are you literate?
Yes, I can draw.
Right, well, so here, then draw us a map.
Okay.
Of where you are.
So.
Do you know what a mailbox is?
Yes, it's the thing that's shaped like me.
It's the blue version of you.
Okay.
Blue, you know, in color, not in sort of.
Hey, something. Phil, I just got back in here. Who are you guys talking to, and why is it going on for so long?
This guy is very depressed.
Here,
he just lost his job. We're just humoring him a little bit.
Joey, this is Twinkie the Kid.
Oh, hey, Twinkie the Kid, what's going on? I had a thing of you,
Joey,
that you could store Twinkies in.
I'm a little
in.
Suspicious. Huh? Did you have sex with a Twinkie 50 years ago?
No, I'm not 50. This is... I know of Twinkie the Kid, though. This is awesome.
Did you time travel back 50 years ago and have sex with a Twinkie?
Which is in keeping with the theme of this show.
I never knew my father. I knew he was about 5'10 and had glasses and a beard and ear piercings, and he liked making cartoons.
That sounds a lot like me.
This is a pretty big deal for us. I think we're just about to have a father-son reunion.
I'm going to go. So you guys can call me when you're done talking to whatever.
Joey,
Dad,
this is your son.
You're creating a paradox right now.
Oh, my God. Is this... Dad, help me. I'm unemployed. I'm in trouble, Dad. Please.
Just like a kid always trying to get money from their dad.
Phil, just let me know when you're done with that phone call.
So now that your dad left Twinkie the Kid, you want to co-host the show?
Yeah, I can come. Just tell me where to go. Can I sleep with you, though, when I get there? I'm very soft.
Yeah, about that.
Do you sleep?
Yes, I sleep.
How many hours a day?
All of them.
Are you sleeping right now?
Wait, what is sleep? I heard someone driving by say that this phone call is the worst. Probably, Phil, I'm just going to come to your house and sleep.
It's unlocked.
You probably shouldn't just invite a strange Twinkie person into your house, Phil.
I'm a Twinkie. You can eat from me and it'll grow back. Phil, you can eat from me forever.
That's horrifying.
Soon I will be the only source of Twinkie left.
That's actually true. That's a good point, because they're not going to make him anymore.
Hey, so I'm down.
You could pull off pieces of him and sell them on the black Twinkie market.
I will let you do that if you give me shelter.
That sounds like a deal.
All right. Well, I will see you later.
Okay. I'll see you later, Phil.
And don't worry. I'll get Joey back. We'll have a real legit father-son reunion.
Yes, very good. Okay. Thank you. Thank you for your kindness, sir.
Don't forget to send that map.
Yes, I'll put it in the Twinkie box.
Okay.
Okay. Bye. Thank you.
Bye, Twinkie the kid. Well, he sounds like he's doing all right.
Hey Joey.
Joey, come on back in.
All right. So that phone call's done. I had to leave. It felt really uncomfortable.
Can't believe you fucked a Twinkie in the past.
I think you may have created a paradox, like a causality paradox.
I don't know what you guys are talking about.
You're going to get in trouble with the Time Twinkie Fuck Police, which is the new name of this episode.
Which is my... You're right, it is.
It's the dystopian future police force that specifically handles rape cases like SVU.
With Twinkies. It specifically forbids sex with Twinkies.
Against snack cakes.
Yeah, against snack cakes.
Guys, related. Fucking a snack cake is no laughing matter. Please.
This is brought to you by the Time Twinkie Fuck Police.
Wrap it before you unwrap them.
Yeah. Well, I think this is as good a time as any to migrate into negative comment theater.
Hey, did you like it?
No, I didn't.
Negative comment theater.
The Ballad of the Ogopogo 5000.
These aren't funny.
Yes, they are. They're very random.
Like someone who goes to a video just to comment on how much they don't like it. Yeah, they aren't funny either.
I came to this vid thinking I would laugh. I didn't, and my comment wasn't to be funny. I was being serious. It's like that show Tim and Eric's Awesome Show. It's like they try to not be funny.
If you didn't like Destructobox the first time you watched it, then why keep coming to videos just to comment that you don't like them? Yeah, everyone has an opinion, but not everybody wants to hear it.
Only watched a few, and I keep watching and thinking they will be funny, and never are hints to comment.
Then quit watching them, and leave it to those who like it. Simple as that.
If you don't think it's funny, then you're not in the fucking spirit of Christmas, and you're a heartless.
Okay, not finding an obviously unfunny video to be humorous makes me a bastard, and fuck no, I'm not in the Christmas spirit. Jesus was born in autumn, so Poople, stop giving me hell for not liking this shitty video. I'm not the only one that don't like it.
Happy Tree Friends!
Hey, did you like it?
No, I didn't.
Negative Comment Theater.
So I like the negative comment theaters that are more like plays.
Yes. They have story structure.
Make a little bit more sense.
They had full act breaks in there.
Really well thought out.
Resolution.
Like, developed characters.
I liked the denouement.
Actually kind of fills out the term theater a little more.
Yes.
I suppose.
Instead of just pitch shifted.
People screaming.
Heavily dramatized rambling.
If you think of the original.
Incoherent.
Like, yeah, the regular disjointed. Negative comment theater. As to what we usually do, which is people just shouting out things. That would be kind of fascinating to watch on stage anyway. Just people running around yelling stuff they don't like about things.
It's very absurdist.
Is that a podcast?
No.
The absurdist?
It could be. It's an answer to the Nerdist, but it's just people running around and shouting things.
So we started the Absurdist podcast.
Yes.
Part of the Explozo Magico podcast network.
Along with Grandma's Grammar Corner.
I hate that show.
And the Swimcast. Swimcast. I pitched that to Joey yesterday.
Here, you can repitch it for the folks listening.
The Swimcast is where I go to high school swim meets and describe in vivid detail everything that's going on. From the stands into a handheld mini cassette recorder.
Now, my question is like, would you actually have a sense of proper swimming technique, or would just you be describing
I
as
know
a
nothing
complete
about
layman?
Swimming.
A
I complete just know layman. About boys and speedos.
Okay.
He's just a fan.
And you wouldn't know any of the names, so it would just be you saying, okay, so the guy nearest me is stroking very fast, and he's almost to the edge of the swimming pool.
He's real wet.
He's stroking very fast. He's almost finished. Oh, he finished.
That's a good stroke of the breasts.
I came here for the breaststroke, and I stayed for the high school boys in Speedos.
Phil, I'm very impressed that you managed to make a worse show than Grandma's Grammar Corner.
aim low. Yeah. That's my motto.
I can't believe no one's doing this yet.
So what do we got next on this train wreck?
Next on this joyous journey here, we're gonna jump into commentary.
Talking about episode commentary.
Commentary this week in honor of our special guest, Aaron Walkie.
That's me.
We are gonna watch Time Battles.
My favorite.
Hooray,
now, what should people comment with on the YouTube video?
Oh,
are syncing up commentary to the YouTube video.
Just
Aaron,
say,
do you have any ideas?
I would say, that time bender bent me out of control. That's horrible.
Well, it's committed to digital ones and zeros. So.
There's no way we can erase that or pick a new one.
Nope. So what is it again? That time bender bent me out of control?
That time bender bent me out of control. We really like seeing all you guys comment on the Santa's coming with the tinsel
in the pants. You actually got some people reacting, thinking it was a meme, I think.
Yeah, I like to think all of them are listeners of the Boxcast, but I'm pretty sure after a while people just started to...
Well, there was one person who was like, holy hell, stop saying tinsel in my pants.
Yeah, I replied to him, and I was like, hey, you should listen to our podcast.
And he was like, I will. Thank you. And it was very polite.
That's what most people, when they're confronted, are polite.
Yeah.
They're polite and grateful.
It's like, oh, wow, they contacted me.
And I know we said that we would maybe message people. I tried, and I apparently don't know how YouTube works. Like, when you go to the new channel layout source page or whatever, there's no send a message button. So I tried to just be like, hey, thanks for counting the beer bottles, because a handful of people did. And that was awesome. The super fans. But I tried to send people messages as, you know, under the DestructoBox account, and it didn't work.
Just naughty messages, not for the public eye.
Well, hit us up on Facebook if you commented with just tinsel yourself.
Yeah.
Go to the DB Facebook page.
And the new phrase this week, that time bender, what was it?
That time bender bit me out of control.
All right. So let's
listening for the play noise.
Yep.
Everybody got time battles synced up.
Time battles on the Mondo Media channel. YouTube.com/MondoMedia. Click the DestructoBox playlist. Click Time Battles. After the ad loads, we will play a sound here, and we will all click play together. Aaron, can you see that for me?
And that sound is...
All right.
So, into Time Battles here. I think Aaron can see.
Yeah.
Phil is thinking about...
He's thinking about the Time Bender 5000.
So, this is the beginning part here. This is... all Aaron's masterwork.
Yes, you can actually hear me there.
Oh, okay. Oh, no. Sorry.
Now that's me in the background talking in the voice
Nobody
of Carl
gets the
Sagan.
Exoskull joke, I think.
Right. Not one person commented on the exoskull.
That's our end joke.
What
in the beginning.
Glorious sight to see.
Oh.
When I was doing that voice, I actually just had come off of watching Cosmos, which is Carl Sagan's original series from the 70s that was about like how the universe worked, and that's
so we
why,
apply it to gay lions.
Yeah, there's my appearance, and this is actually a voice I've worked on a lot
in your everyday life. Just
yes.
Talking.
What year is it? Hello. It's so, just yeah.
The effects in Time Battles. I think this is one of our earlier episodes, which probably
this is like four or five in.
Yeah. This episode probably took the longest to render out of any of them, just because of all the teleports and the fires and all that.
And then this is Mr. Matt Lohman.
Matt Lohman, yep, also the voice of Anka.
As Damascus.
Yes.
Now, when you named him Damascus, was that a reference to the road to Damascus that St. Paul traveled as he was contemplating early Christianity?
I just pulled it out of... I have no idea. I pulled it out of my ass.
Joey has ass dreams.
I have ass names.
Are you sure gasoline gets
so we got
I said OxyCleans.
This is some awesome commentary.
Yeah, I'm just
rest
watching
in peace,
it.
Billy Mays.
I love this episode.
Yeah.
I particularly
in peace,
like
Billy Mays OxyClean Joe.
I think I like the old version of Time Bandit more than the young version.
Yeah. Well, he's wiser. He has more life traveled. Experience.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. His scar also doesn't travel with his.
That's true.
His eye. But everybody, shut up.
Yeah.
I'm an old time traveler now.
This fart joke was not meant to be there.
That was not added by me in post. Yeah,
it like, actually works.
I tried a new thing. You should see if you like it.
There's actually a number of people who have told me that's their favorite part of it, which makes me feel awesome.
Great.
Well, Aaron, you're getting trumped by fart jokes. Just how things work.
I will say though, I'm quite proud of all of the efforts that I put in. If you're not familiar with voice acting terminology. An effort is whenever you have a character just make a noise whenever he's trying to do something, like, huh, ha, huh, oh. And
some great ones. 23 Skidoo.
Yeah, those are all improvised by myself. Like, 23 Skidoo, ha, what, great Gatsby.
I think longtime fans will probably realize that this version for Mondo, we cut down the sequence a little bit. There was a lot more... like a drier build up to the Damascus explosion, but that's just trying to speed it up a little bit.
This did spur the debate about where ninjas come from.
That's true.
Right.
But they, I think in Phil's short-sighted psyche, Asians are all ninjas.
I also improvised that line when he says the word pain when he's hit. Mm-hmm. That was me.
Matt Lohman again as Abraham Lincoln,
sounding like Sean Connery.
Damascus, yeah.
So are we ever going to see Damascus or the Time Bandit again as a baby?
the baby Time Bandit?
Well, we did bring the time lore back into this show for
which,
this season.
Which begs the question.
Aaron desperately needs work.
I need this. All right, and that was Time Battles.
Yeah,
watch those other shows.
Talking about episode commentary.
Coming out of commentary.
Oh. Ending. We should... Oh, let's get Phil to do... Or Phil. Let's get Alex to do ending jingles for all of these.
He kind of does, doesn't he?
No, I mean, I just play them again.
Oh, that's true.
We need ending ones.
I think the ending ones should all be bitter. They'd all be really bitter, like, we're coming out of commentary. Ding, dong, ding.
Pretty much. Just abuse Alex's talents at every turn.
Hey, Alex, we really like the intro, but we think it needs an outro.
I need 16 hours a day of music to just play in my headphones so it sounds like I have a score under me.
He kind of reminds me of this one website I found of some guy who had like Asperger's or something, and he took one song from that old horrible video game, Bubsy.
Mm-hmm.
And he just kept changing the song to different wavelengths and different lengths of time, and then listened to it on loop 24 hours a day. And he was like, I find it most pleasing if I increase it exactly 600% at this section and 300% at that section.
It's the same song for
it's
all
the same
it.
Song wow. for the first level of Bubsy 3D.
That's fantastic.
It's terrifying, actually. He also created a video game that he worked on for 5 years, which is just a guy. It's called like the Superhero Olympics, and it's just a Supernatural Olympics, and it's just a guy jumping, and you just have to press spacebar to get him to jump as high as possible.
In place?
Yes.
Just jumps in place.
Yeah,
I'll play that. I'd feel so accomplished just getting.
The guy's name is Ululilia.
Is the game free? Can I just get it?
It is. The Supernatural Olympics. Download it now. Destructobox approved.
This week's sponsor, Supernatural Olympics.
By Ululilia.
Ululilia. All right. Well, let's go on to the next segment here. Let's...
Enough of that.
Yeah. Mostly because I didn't know what else to say. So let's listen to some voicemails.
We're either out or... fast asleep, so leave a message after the beep.
All right. Voicemail time. My favorite part of the show.
So
people are still calling in, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Even though the phone number has been changed, and but somehow people still find it.
Also, I don't have a phone.
Yeah.
It's really bizarre.
It's almost mystical in a way.
They call it Magic Jack for a reason.
Mm-hmm. See what they did there? it's magic, and then
it's sort of
powered
way
by sorcery.
Penises.
It's a magic way to harass its customers.
Let's listen to the first call here. I did a little pre-screening this time, so we didn't end up with any super out of the ordinary ones. So this first voicemail, I feel bad because we are just now getting to it, and I'm sure Kyle would have appreciated us getting to this a little sooner. But I guess the police officer who is investigating Kyle's girlfriend and her disappearance is trying to get a hold of Kyle, and I guess he has our number instead. So let's...
I think Kyle puts us down as his emergency contact.
Oh, okay. Well, maybe that's it. So let's listen to this here.
This is a call for Mr. Kyle McVag. My name is Officer Martin Johansson with the Los Angeles Police Department. I'm calling in relation to a missing persons report you filed a week ago for your girlfriend. I just wanted to touch base and let you know that we are making some solid progress, but unfortunately have not found anyone that matches the description you've left us yet. Further, I wanted to go over some points of your description.
This isn't funny.
So we can confirm that they are accurate.
It's pretty serious.
No, it's serious.
First, I believe you told us her name is a Miss Sandra Real Person. I was just wondering if you could confirm that spelling for us.
He's told me about her. She seems lovely.
You told us, and I quote, she is from Canada, so none of you know her. I am not really sure what this was meant to
be. It's a Canadian
today,
name.
But we have been questioning multiple rogue Canadians on our radar.
Is she she legally in the United States either?
Her as chesty with
she got
a
deported.
Totally rocking body. The first part of that made sense to us, I think. We're having a little trouble understanding the second part, though. After talking it over down here, we've come to the assumption that she must be missing some part of one of her feet. Possibly she is a club-footed woman. This causes her body to rock. That's what we've come up with. Please confirm that we've made the correct assumption. Next, now, this really has caused the heaviest confusion for me and the other guys down here in the crime lab. You stated, and I quote, she is pricky-mouthed and has no gag reflex. That just didn't make any sense to us. We weren't sure what you meant, and weren't sure how we would find her based on that description. But we are trying to incorporate that information into our search procedure. I personally have choked multiple girls today alone, unfortunately to no avail. So again, my name
is
Officer Martin Johansson of the LAPD. Please call me back and let me know if you would like to make any changes to the official report.
So, I feel bad that we kind of are just now getting to that. I feel like that was a little...
That was probably important.
Probably pressing information.
That probably pretty thorough.
That probably should have been sent to Kyle, too, really.
Yeah, maybe he'll hear this when we post it. Yeah. I mean, I don't talk to him outside of when I need him for things.
No,
so.
You only call him when you... Yeah.
Yeah, it's like, hey, I need a bit part. Kyle, come record it.
So. Otherwise, do not contact me at this number.
Yeah. Well, who are you and why are you at my house? A little bit of a serious note to start off the voicemail. So
let's hope that his Canadian girlfriend is found very soon.
His Canadian.
Now, I'm still sticking with the deported theory.
Now, had she gone missing because of that, that man who called in about the newspapers? Is that possible?
Well,
a connection?
Phil,
should we report that as a clue?
Phil laughed when Kyle brought up his girlfriend. So I'm not really sure what the whole story of this is, but
I think this is a serious thing and we should probably be forthcoming.
You're probably right, but that sounds like a terrible amount.
I don't know anything about her disappearance if that's what you're inferring.
Oh God.
My rape closet is empty, says Phil.
It's full of skeletons.
Emotional and otherwise.
Isn't that what that saying is?
Skeletons in your closet from
everybody's
your
got
rape
skeletons
victims
in the rape closet.
Like, if I had to write like a newspaper headline in the '60s, that's what it would be. My rape closet is empty, says local podcaster.
Rape Closet is also another potential title for this episode. All right. So next voicemail. Let's see what we got here.
It's a good beat.
I like that one.
Yeah, maybe we don't need
theme song.
Maybe we don't need Alex anymore. Actually,
so that really just cheered me up after that first voicemail.
If only he left any sort of contact info.
I think we'll
emotional roller coaster.
I think the Boxcast.
Somebody comment on iTunes for the Boxcast that says emotional roller coaster.
It brought back repressed memories I didn't know I had.
Delicious.
Bad repressed memory.
Can finally replace my ringtone from that first jingle. It's pretty good. Whoever did that has lots of talent.
That or the scatting poo shouts.
Scatting poo shouts.
Yeah, are those done yet?
Yeah. That's
what I've been
right
doing
now.
During these longer voicemails. I got shit yelling at each other.
Yay.
All right. And Phil, this last one, I'm actually kind of excited about. But just a little
tell me more.
A little recap for some of our listeners. I don't know if you guys remember, but we had an offer on the voicemails on our first voicemail segment. The guy's name was Sal, and Sal didn't leave any contact info. We didn't know how to get a hold of him. He wanted to do some things with Destructobox for us. So
we like offers.
We love offers and money. So
we like offers.
I haven't listened to all of this yet. I just know that it was Sal, and I was like, I got to show this to Phil. So here is another voicemail from Sal Middleton. Milton.
Hi, it's Sal Middleton, trying to get hold of Joey and Paul. I haven't heard back from you guys. Been waiting for a while. I don't know, some sort of power play or what.
That's good negotiating tactic.
Yeah, Jonathan waiting by the mailbox and the fax machine every day. He hasn't eaten for a while, and he's hungry. I don't know what this kind of malarkey is. We made a nice offer. Haven't heard back.
Sounds irate.
We'd still love to have you. I mean, we have other shows we can do. We're not that desperate. We can move on, but we'd like to have you. We have a lot of shows. We have a show called Nick Figures about a guy named Mickey living in the South Bronx. It's really good.
Is this like Mondu Media?
It's Toons. Okay. Toons.
We don't have any other shows. Only
the one.
We're the flagship show.
Well, Nick Figures is the flagship.
Jonathan will drive you wherever you need to go.
Jonathan.
You need to go anywhere in West Hollywood. We'll take you.
Just West Hollywood.
Yeah.
He'll get down there.
There's a lot of stuff there.
Yeah.
We'll work it out. I have a coupon card for TGI Fridays. I'll throw it in there for you.
That's pretty good.
Maybe I'll make the pile a little sweeter.
Get some riblets, Mississippi mudslide.
I don't know if there's a TGI Fridays in West Hollywood.
Shut the fuck up.
Oh.
The nearest one's owned by Magic Johnson.
We'll talk. Sal Middleton, U-Tunes.
Please. U-Tunes.
Whatever you want us to do, we'll do it. I really need this.
Wait, okay. I'm confused. Does he need it or doesn't he?
So it looks like, Phil, us not getting in touch with Sal has led to some pretty sweet advances in our offer.
Yeah.
Well, Paul is a tough negotiator.
Yeah, he may want to, work that out before he writes the check, but maybe we should.
Probably be easier if you just changed your name legally, Phil.
Yeah, that's true.
I've been considering it.
Think of all those checks that have been
written. I've pre-filled out a number of name change forms with various options, and I'm just waiting to figure out which one I'm submitting.
Change it, cash any checks you can find online, and then change it again.
I think we need to get Sal in here to talk about this offer. This sounds pretty good.
Maybe we should do a field interview. I don't know if you want that guy around your house.
I can pick him up, blindfold him, take him to my house, blindfold him, and drop him off. That's usually how I deal with all negotiations.
That's how I got here. I don't know where I'm
no
at.
No one knows where I live. But, yeah, it's good to hear from Sal again. So
all I heard was I heard machines and a cow farm on the way over here. That's the if somebody called, asked me where I was, that's the only clue
the
they
center
offered.
Of lovely Los Angeles next yeah. to the cow farms.
And Magic Johnson's TGI Fridays.
We're either out or fast asleep, so leave a message after.
It's totally funny when you point out sort of geographical inaccuracies in yeah. a joke, right?
It's almost as funny as when you read a sign whose letters are burnt out for what it really says.
And it says something totally different.
Yeah. You know, guys.
Give me an example.
Of like, you know, like when...
In McDonald's, when they're advertising the Big and Tasty, sometimes a letter falls off and it just says Big Nasty. It's funny because it's almost accurate.
Yeah, and then
have you gone into McDonald's ever when that's happened and tried to order the Big Nasty?
They give me something, but I can't repeat it on air.
Yeah, it's like that.
That's an example. That's a concrete example.
Is Sal's new nickname the Big Nasty?
Sal the Big Nasty Middleton.
He sounded a little tense.
He
like,
did.
This time might... off from talking to him has not been going well for you tunes.
You might want to sign the contract before he dies of a heart attack.
It's very or very some breathy. Sort
of thrombosis. And,
Jonathan sounds like he's kind of taking a beating just being in the same room as Sal. But we'll get Sal in here. We'll get a deal.
We should talk to.
We should do like a special negotiation podcast.
If only there was some way that we could talk.
Where we do the whole podcast is just us working out our deal with Sal.
There's no jokes. Great. No commentary.
Yeah, no. It's just a glimpse behind the curtain. I like it.
This is
pretty
how
much no different than it is now.
This is how the sausage is made right here at DestructoBox.
The metaphorical sausage
and literal. It's going to be really messy.
Yeah, gross. All of it. All right. That's my when a thing fizzles out. I don't really have a better segue.
Okay. Well, I know that.
Okay, so we should just move along in the show here.
Me no talk no more.
Joey Reinish here.
Joey Reinish.
Hi ho.
Hooty dooty doo. I'm gonna go right in.
Here's Joey Reinish here.
It's like half Kermit and half Swedish Chef.
Yeah. That's
the Joey voice.
That's the, you know, the official Joey voice. So, yep, I'm gonna just go right into the old mailbox here.
Pieces of mail stuck in a box. It's mailbox.
I was telling Joey earlier that jingle gets stuck in my head from time to time. And I'll find myself just going, it's pieces of mail in a box. And people will be
the
like,
jingle gets stuck, but the lyrics
and
do
And the people
not.
Will be like, please stop calling me.
All right.
Please get out of this post office.
All right.
But my mail, it's stuck in the box.
That guy's been singing at his mailbox for 3 hours.
Normally, they just are read aloud when I hear that jingle.
All right, so first, mail from the mailbox. I actually like this letter quite a bit. This first message is from Stephen Sagashay.
Would you like me to read this to you?
Well, yes, please. I'll just sit and bask.
All right. Stephen writes, "This is just an apology to Joey. I didn't mean to make you feel like crap. If it makes you feel better... Phil has more followers than you and Chad combined. And Phil isn't the only one who says awesomely funny things. You do too. Like that one time. When you were talking about penises. Yeah. But seriously, Joey, you're awesome. I didn't mean to be a dick. And just think of this as a response to your awesome song."
All right.
That's actually quite sweet.
Is it?
I think so.
I feel like I need to write another song because I'm angry.
You're
I feel like there's a bunch of backhanded compliments in there, Steven Sagas.
I thought that it was genuine.
Probably was genuine.
He doesn't mean to be a dick.
That's true. That's
right, because if he was one, I would like him because I like dicks so much. Right, yeah. Steven? Fuck you, Steven! Fuck you!
It was a blanket apology.
His way of having you like him is to be a dick.
Oh, so it's like, okay.
So actually, it's
if reverse, he's a penis, you will like him.
Reverse psychology.
According to that song, that is true, right?
You've only endorsed your love of penises further by writing music about it.
I know. And pretty much every box cast before and after that. All right, so I'm attached in a separate email from Steven. He actually had a question for us. Would season one of DestructoBox be put on iTunes? Probably not. We did that for a little bit. Now I don't think that's going to happen anymore. Go on.
It will be in a super special feature packed DVD.
Whoa! Wait, that's not quite the alarm I had in my head, but
all right, DVD
party
that's,
time.
That's the. I think that's the official, announcement of the DVD. Unless
yeah, we are officially working on one.
Yeah,
officially
so, because get people. Pumped. Still have DVD players, right?
Yep. And rabbit ears. Fuck's wrong with you people?
Fucking rabbits.
So yeah, we're working on DVD.
Think their ears are so great.
After the GPA pilot, we'll get on that. And then we expect everybody to buy a couple.
At least 30.
Yeah, at least 30 a piece so that it's worth it. All right, and last question from Steven. Have you ever cut something from an episode thinking it would be too disturbing? And I thought about this when I copied this in here. I think off the top of my head, there was only one thing we cut, and it wasn't because we were so disturbing. We just didn't really want to go there. And that was in the original outline of the Glotion episode ended way gayer than it did. Like the glowy stuff was, after the fact. And before that was Joey and Phil waking up from their haze with, suggestive body parts glowing, like a crotch area and a mouth area.
That Phil's crotch and Joey's mouth.
Yeah, we're glowing and they freak out, and then that was the end of the episode. We took that out in favor of the glowy stuff. It was weirder. It was, you know,
think about it on a script level. I was wondering if we'd actually like gone through making something and removed it later on.
Nothing.
Because at script level, I think we've taken some stuff out, but not because it was disturbing, but
more just for time, probably, right?
And it wasn't like worth play. The work or the it didn't play.
There was a super elaborate abortion joke originally in Snowplowing.
Mm-hmm.
It's still kind of there. I'm not.
What? I don't know. Maybe the mom dies, but is it really an abortion if you kill the mom and save the baby?
It's aborting the mom's life.
So I guess it still counts.
Yeah, you never see the baby die, so technically that baby could still be alive somewhere.
It was. I think we took it out because it made Phil really malicious, and like that's just not doesn't fit his like character type.
That's for like a season three dark story arc.
Well, correct me if I'm wrong, but I think Joey was basically like, man, I'm fucked, and then Phil walked over to the thermostat and turned it from cool like room temperature to super hot to abortion hot.
Yeah, so hot box the lady in the living room and basically melt her.
And then Phil just turns to the camera and says, I'm a sociopath.
I love aborting things.
I have no empathy for fellow people.
So we took that out. That was, the disturbing part of that wasn't the problem. We just didn't want to like go down certain roads with the character.
Phil's a good guy that fucks sandwiches.
Yeah.
He doesn't mean to be weird. He just is.
All right. Well, thank you for writing in, Steven. I'm not going to write you another song. All right. Next.
We have, the one and only Arnie Dibbles is writing in.
Oh, Arnie.
This is a question for Joey.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I am a 14-year-old girl. I thought you sounded really built on the last boxcast. What would it take to get you to put your D in my 14-year-old girl V?
So what are the problem is we don't know what D and V stand for.
That's true. The other problem is Arnie Dibbles is not a 14-year-old girl.
Yes.
I think
he could be.
He forgot how email works where you can see who sends them.
So Joey, what would it take for you to have sex with a 14-year-old girl?
If you choose that interpretation.
A time machine where I am also 14.
Well, are you still married?
Then you'd have to avoid...
Well, no. Well,
you can't travel back in time.
I would most likely.
So you would have to travel back in time and then coax your former self, who was still 14.
Right.
Like you wouldn't have like degenerative age properties.
No, I suppose that makes sense.
If you go back in time and have sex with a 14-year-old, it's still you having sex with a 14-year-old
in the past. Okay.
Wait, how old was that Twinkie when you had sex with it?
I don't know what you're talking about. 14-year-old Joey's too busy fucking Twinkies.
Time-traveling Joey's fucking everything.
Let's cut that out of the podcast.
Nope.
Now it's staying in.
Everybody can hear it because it's still there.
It's live. It's live.
There's no way to cut anything out
There's
of this.
There's no editing.
Nope.
So to answer Arnie Dibble's question, if you turn your V into a Twinkie, then we'll talk. Next email from Thomas Barkus.
I think it's Coos, as in couscous.
Next email from Thomas Barkus. Hey guys, my name is Thomas. I've only played games on console my whole life, but with great games like Team Fortress 2, The Witcher series, and The Old Republic, I think 2012 is the year I build a PC. I have a loose idea of what I want, but I'm still learning as I go from my friends and forums. I just have a question about video cards. Should I buy one $250 to $300 card, or two $120 to $160 cards? I've heard pros and cons of both, but I want to hear from you guys, which is the best for gamers who's into MMOs, RPGs. Thanks in advance. Phil, do you know a lot about computer gaming? Probably don't have a lot of options with a Mac, huh?
I do not play computer games.
Do you play regular games?
I play board games.
He plays mind games.
I actually just got a new PC. I don't know a whole lot of the tech side of the video game argument, but I think games have to support dual video cards, if I'm not mistaken. I have just one card. It's a power supply limitation. I just buy new towers from Dell that are pre-built with everything in it, and so far I've been able to run everything on max. Old Republic, and I actually installed The Witcher and checked it out, and Team Fortress 2, you can run all those at max without the dual video card thing. The cool thing with PCs is once you buy the machine, you're not stuck in there, so you could probably go for the cheaper option now. And then, once stuff starts supporting more dual video cards, more new stuff comes out, you can upgrade it later. And just make sure your power supply is good enough to handle anything you want to do later down the road, which was my problem with the last machine. Witcher 2, probably one of the best-looking games out on anything. I just haven't played a whole lot of it.
All I can think of when I hear The Witcher is I just think of the Penny Arcade parody of The Witcher Locks.
I haven't seen it.
It's... Check it out if you're a Penny Arcade fan.
If you're a fan of the internet and Penny Arcade.
Fan of video game webcomics.
I would go to an arcade that cost a penny.
Hey-o. But yeah, I'm sure there's benefits to both. The tech side is not necessarily my strength, so sorry I can't help you out a whole lot. I've heard nothing but mediocre things about Old Republic, I will say.
So there's your non-comedy answer.
Yep. No jokes in
video. Well, we did encourage people to ask video game questions.
There's no way that you can make video games funny or entertaining.
No. Not on the internet.
No.
No. All right. Next email from Adam Scumdog. Anna Rotone.
Hey, don't be down on yourself, Adam Scumdog.
Adam Scumdog says, in the last Boxcast, y'all mentioned Ultimate Warrior and my neediness... you mentioned Ultimate Warrior, and my neediness spiked to levels not seen since Jake Locker was drafted to the Tennessee Professional Hide the Egg team. If you guys had to wrestle each other in a tag team match, who would be your partner? Your partner must be an actual wrestler or someone from the DB universe.
Ooh.
Who would win? What would your respective team gimmicks be? Secondly, I realize I haven't commented lately, but I challenge Steven S., to his fandom of DestructoBox.
Steven Schatz?
No. Steven Sagacy.
Oh, Sagacy. I'm sorry.
So, Steven, Adam's throwing down the gauntlet here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, Adam, you're going to have to start writing in more, I will say.
Because Battle Royale.
You need to write in enough so that I feel compelled to write a song.
Who will win our affections?
Don't be hurtful.
Throw down.
Though, you don't need to be hurtful to get a song.
Hey, Adam,
if you want to compliment me a lot and email me, you could say something about Phil too if you want. But if you
should probably follow Phil on the Twitter.
The fake Phil or the real Phil?
All of the above.
All the Phils. You
Which
can
is
get.
Better?
Real Phil updates more.
Okay. He does, yeah. So,
and he gets commented at by lots of podcast people and comedy people.
Yep, Phil.
He's on a hot streak.
Twitter Phil is very popular. He's also a jerk.
Yep. That's what his wife says.
Okay, so let's dive into Adam's question here. So, Aaron, we can bring you into this too.
Yes, I would love to answer this one.
So, your professional wrestling tag team. Your partner must be an actual wrestler or someone from the DBE universe.
I would say that my wrestling partner would be the Exploso Magico announcer guy. Because, and I have a reasoning for this, because he's just a voice, he cannot be wrestled or into submission and could just deafen the opponent.
But I feel like he could not also capitalize on in helping you like win.
How do you tag him in?
Through a series of blinks.
I don't know if the ref would allow that.
All right, Phil, your tag team partner.
I feel like Bear Warrior is a cop out.
Yeah, it's a little yeah. OP.
And as much as I'd like to demonstrate my knowledge of early '90s WWF wrestling information, I'd probably go with Patches.
Just creep people out, huh?
Yeah, because he, you know, like typically in wrestling, you're not wearing much, and there's not much lint to be had. But Patches is pretty aggressive in his search for lint.
Very
so
thorough.
I think that he would keep looking until he found something.
Mm-hmm. I will demonstrate my early '90s WWF. I will go with Dude Love. Now, hear me out. Dude Love is one of the multiple personalities of Mick Foley, and his whole shtick was tie-dye and bandanas, and he started wrestling in eighth grade, which was the time that I was really into wrestling, so much so that I ordered a Dude Love shirt, which is wearing that around with my glasses, my braces, and my cast for my broken wrist in eighth grade. Probably the reason why I didn't talk to a lot of people in junior high school.
Dude Love.
I think though, Dude Love versus Patches, like tie-dye lint has to be something that would just drive Patches insane.
Probably to the point where we can pin him down.
I can say my favorite wrestlers from that era were the ones that had implied supernatural powers, like
the Kane or the Undertaker.
The Undertaker or even Doink the Clown.
God, I love
did
wrestling.
You like Dink?
The
yes.
Midget?
His midget
counterpart? His counterpart, yes. Dink and Doink.
Let's bring some wrestling back.
Do you want to start a wrestling podcast?
Yeah.
And we can just rewatch everything from like 87 through 95.
It can be called WrestleManiacs.
Oh my God, Undertaker was buried alive. You guys, they buried the Undertaker alive and he was fine.
He called upon the dark soul.
He rose from the dead.
You guys ever seen Beyond the Mat?
No.
Talking about dragging everything down. That is the saddest thing you'll ever watch. It's like the movie The Wrestler, but in real life.
But real.
Yeah. Jake the Snake Roberts is the wrestler and he's... Oh, it's the saddest thing. Mick Foley's in that too. It's really good. I don't know. The other part of this question was, what would your respective team gimmicks be?
I guess mine would be like the throw and blow, because I would throw my opponent into the air, and then the Exploso Magico announcer guy would blow into their ears and make them deeply uncomfortable with their sexuality.
Or very super aroused, yeah.
And then they would slink off the mat, and I would win by default.
Defeated by hiding their erections.
Yeah.
All right.
Patch's two special moves, in my opinion, would be the pocket bomb, which is his variation of a power bomb, where he lifts you up by where your pockets would normally be, mm-hmm. and power bombs you, and it possesses more power than a regular power bomb. Mm-hmm. Or the lint trap, which is just his variation on a figure four leg lock. Because he doesn't really have any discernible limbs.
I was going to say, how does he do a leg lock with a brick body?
He basically wraps your legs around his torso and takes his stub and just whacks you in the balls. And that's called the lint trap.
The lint trap, okay.
Wait, do they have stubs officially? Like under their clothes, or are they just boxes?
Their skeletal structure shows legs. Okay. I guess we've just never seen any actual leg definition.
Yeah, that's...
So they're like mermaids, really?
Yeah.
Okay. If mermaids have two femurs.
They might.
And they also have... You know, it's like if they're tied together with a rubber band, you have that stretchy middle part.
Yeah.
So...
Okay.
That's kind of what I picture.
So they're just deformed.
They're melted people.
It's like that episode of Eye of Beholder in Twilight Zone where they're all pig people. But right. They're all squares.
My team gimmick, I think, as the only person with an actual WWF superstar / not made up person. I'm just gonna say we would win. I don't have a gimmick. We could go for the junior high awkward thing. So it'll be like really, you can lure people in, think that they're going to win with my short shorts and my white legs and my braces and my glasses. And then, oh my God, he's actually a badass. As soon as he rips his shirt off, takes his glasses off, he's super strong. And then he and Mick Foley are best friends. And Dude Love is like super cool with him. And then he hangs out with Cactus Jack and Mick Foley and Mankind. And then they all go do a bunch of super cool things together. And 14-year-old Joey had the best time.
And then they all got Arby's.
And laid by other 14-year-old girls.
Other 14-year-old girls in the past with Dude Love. Dude
oh,
Love
man, I love your ham and cheese.
Your 5 for 5 deal's amazing. So, to answer the last question, I would win because I'm reading the question. Okay, I have one final question here, not on the show notes list, from Dan Forg. Is that how you would say that? F-O-R...
I don't know. It's not on the show notes.
Oh, yeah. F-O-R-G-U-E. Forg?
Forg.
Forg you. Right.
I have one last question from Dan Forg. What would you do with $1 million from Mondo?
Ooh.
$1 million, Phil.
But come it's on. From Mondo?
It's from Mondo. Do what we get this money for free?
Are there stipulations?
Yeah, I mean, if they just...
Are there
they
stock
hand
options?
Us, maybe because they just love our show so much and they... promote it and they love it and
they're like, thank you for existing,
thank you for putting this up here, here's $1 million.
I could have invested this in mutual funds, but instead I'm giving it to you.
Mm-hmm.
We would probably quit our jobs,
step one,
and you know, we would make our wives move into the same mansion with us.
Mm-hmm.
Where we farted at each other and doodled cartoons.
And we could finally do the double married ceremony because that's really expensive.
Yeah, it's like twice as much as a regular
one. It costs about $950,000.
Leaving us with just enough
to live for.
To do a
year.
Cartoon compound, make shows. Everybody don't pay attention to us. We're just making cartoons in our shack in the woods.
So really, you'd have $50,000 left over to put towards maybe like a shack or like a double-wide trailer that's used that you could live in.
As long as we can call it an office, I'm fine with that.
Yeah. I've been looking at the housing market on the Gary, Indiana beachfront lately. It is
breathtaking.
It's the time to buy. It is a buyer's market.
Every time is a time to buy it, in Gary, Indiana.
I'm telling you right now, in the Gary housing market, it is a murderer's market out there.
You can make a killing or be killed.
All right, I think we can close up the mailbox this week. That's the last one I got.
All right.
Pieces of mail stuck in a box. It's mailbox.
Hey, mail.
Hate mail, is that the new segment?
Oh, we should do a hate mail. Hate we don't mail. Get regular mail. I don't know if we could divide it up anymore.
Send us some hate mail to boxcast@destructobox.com.
Send us some regular mail.
Yes.
At boxcast@destructobox.com.
Just write a letter, then scan it and attach it to your email.
This email's amazing.
Should we talk a little bit about the wiki before we're done?
Yeah, let's talk about the wiki.
So, as you may have heard in past podcasts, we have a DestructoBox wiki. I actually did not create it, contrary to popular belief. It was created by somebody else, and then they put absolutely nothing in it. So I was like, As if Dick Figures has like a full amazing fan base with 300 pages or whatever, why not I just use some of my unemployed time and fill it out a little? So I did, and I started it, and people actually started contributing to it.
It's pretty cool.
But it needs your help. So
my help?
Your help, my specifically, help? Phil. This isn't to anybody else. No.
Oh, it's just Phil, okay.
No, everybody else, please, the wiki needs your help, because the only way it's going to get filled out now that I have a job is if other people contribute in a wiki-style community.
Filled out?
Filled out. So, I propose, you listening out there in DestructoBox land, if you create a brand new page in the wiki dedicated to a new episode or a new character, I'll know which, when you make a new one, and I'll pick my favorite one, and I will send you something very special.
Aaron will do a thing for you.
It's, I will say it will have poetry.
Ooh.
It will have drama.
Drama and poetry.
I might draw something as well. I'll create a shrine. You will get a shrine from me in this once-in-a-lifetime DestructoBox Wiki Challenge. Sound effects.
Hang on.
Challenge.
All right. So
you're undermining the challenge.
Okay, here's a better one.
Oh god.
That's the official sound of the DestructoBox Wiki Challenge. What's the time frame we're going to put on this? Because we can't really say a date because we don't know when this is going up.
Okay, so let's say you will have 1 month to create an amazing DestructoBox wiki page.
For when this episode goes up?
From when this episode goes up. You'll see
the date.
What's
that URL again?
Just go to destructobox.wikia, that's wikia.com, and you create it. You edit it like any other wiki. If you have trouble with it, I think they have a help page on how to do it, but it's all pretty straightforward. Just the key to a good wiki, I will say, is to create lots of links to other pages within your description. So whenever it says, like, blah, 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 it's a house where Joey and Phil live, put a little link to Joey and Phil. And then get really specific, like, sort of like you have some sort of weird obsessive compulsive disorder specific, because that's the key to a good wiki.
Mm-hmm.
And it makes it a lot more fun for other people to read, too. It creates a community of information.
And it's awesome.
So, yeah, that's the Wiki DestructoBox Challenge.
Awesome. Okay, well, thank you, Aaron, what's the word? Thank you for...
Spearheading?
Cultivating?
Cultivating. I'm a cultivator.
What's the word? Cultivating the challenge?
Yes.
Thank you, Aaron, for doing the thing with the challenge. That's awesome. I've checked out that wiki several times. I'm always amazed with the amount of stuff in there.
Hyper specific.
So I've had fun. I think this is a pretty good start to the new year. Hopefully we'll get back into making DestructoBox soon. In the meantime, we're making podcasts. That's kind of something.
Yeah.
We're making podcasts.
I don't have a jingle for that.
Podcasting commentary.
Making podcasts.
I just hope that Twinkie the Kid is okay.
He sounded rough. Phil, let me know how that goes, and also what it's like to have a giant live-in Twinkie.
I bet it's a lot more horrifying than it seems.
Don't be surprised when we show up together at your house.
All right.
He just shoves him in. You take care of him now.
It's going to be weird. Thank you, everyone, for listening. This has been DestructoBox Episode 9, whatever we called it. Fuck Twinkie.
Time Police.
Time Fuck Police. you can check our stuff out at facebook.com/destructobox, also destructobox.com for links to our Twitter, YouTube. Check us out on Mondo Media, youtube.com/mondomedia. There is a DestructoBox playlist. Watch that, thumbs up it, thumbs up all the other episodes.
Stick your thumb right up there.
Watch all the episodes. We have the entire season out right now. You can watch the entire season on
season
Mondo.
One
26 posts. Marathon it. Let us know how that goes.
Avoid all social contact.
While you're on the Twitters, after you follow DestructoBox, follow @BoxJoey and @BoxPhil for character Twitters. You can follow the creators. I'm at Phil McLaughlin. Look it up.
It's and, true.
At J Reinisch for Joey. Look it up.
Look it up.
And Aaron, you're on the Twitters.
I am. My Twitter is at Good Aaron, AARON. And it's funnier than everything on the internet.
I apologize now for the lack of posts on mine, but you should still follow me just so it doesn't look as bad.
For every one of you that follows Joey, two of you follow me.
Yeah, let's stop that, you guys.
Split into two via osmosis.
You can follow us both. You don't need to just follow Phil, you jerks.
I will just tell you everything that Joey says of value, so you don't need to follow him.
Just he'll retweet just, all my posts.
He'll just quote everything Joey says and put it on his Twitter.
Yeah, awesome.
Why follow two Twitters when you could just follow me?
That's twice as good.
Because I repost other people's things. Right? That's how Twitter works?
Oh, God. Why don't you just promote your albums?
My rap career is taking off, you guys. All right.
Look out for the Destructobox Laserdisc.
On Betamax.
Let's just keep... I prefer to end the show with zero energy. So let's just keep...
Okay, everybody going. Do an extended sigh right now.
All right, after party time. You just had your face blown off by some podcast, and now you're in here in this tight room. It's dark.
Why are there hot tubs everywhere?
Hot tubs and throaty music badgering you in the face.
It's very wet in here.
Everything is wet.
Why are there a bunch of people playing dubstep in the corner?
Why
is this? This is the DB Steam room.
Oh shit!
Ew!
After party. I asked on the Facebook wall what people wanted me to draw for the bonus after party art, and aside from all the above, which is not going to happen, the winner was a Phil superhero. So
hooray,
Phil!
Now is that the
everybody loves you a lot? So I'm going to draw pictures of you. I'm going to need you to send some nude references. Some different poses. You
some
know.
More nude references?
Now, is that Phil the character or Phil the person?
That's a good question.
I think it'd be funny if it was Phil the person.
I'm going to do a Phil the person. I drew a picture of Phil for his birthday of him with the beard and the glasses. I think I'm just going to do that and draw a body on it because that's quicker.
And draw a cape. And,
yeah, put a cape.
Everybody, listen to Joey's thought process on how lazy he is.
And just have his superpower be that he looks at something. And
it's not you were voting on something new and special. You fine. Were wrong.
Fine, I'll draw you again without the beard.
I have a beard right now.
Is it as long as
had,
the one in
I
that
had
picture?
Chops in that picture, by the way.
Okay, so I should not draw chops.
I don't have chops. I have a beard.
Okay, I'll draw a beard. All right, I'll draw a Phil bearded superhero. Real Phil, not character Phil.
So just go to destructobox.com/superphil, SUPERPHIL, to check that out. And that is the after party.
After party.
See you guys next time. After party.
Destructobox.
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 Push outs.